The Wuggy Norpal Story. In a little house, in a little village, not far away from Thunderbolt City, lived a whistle fixer named Lunchbox Louie. He had a wife named Bigfoot the Chipmunk, and a little son named King Waffle. Every day, Lunchbox Louie would kiss Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle and walk to his shop in Thunderbolt City. Bigfoot the Chipmunk would wave goodbye to Lunchbox Louie until he was out of sight. Then she would sweep the floors, make the beds, and chop up onions for supper. King Waffle would sit in the backyard hitting a big rock with a little hammer. Some days King Waffle would walk with his mother, Bigfoot the Chipmunk, through the streets of the little village and out into the fields. Some days they would walk all the way to a little lake called Nosewort Pond. Bigfoot the Chipmunk would bring some food in a basket, and she and King Waffle would sit beside Nosewort Pond, eating a picnic lunch and playing with the wild caterpillars that lived there. In the evening, Lunchbox Louie would come home from Thunderbolt City. Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle would be waiting in the doorway when he came up the road. Lunchbox Louie would always bring something from the city for Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle. Sometimes he would bring a coconut. Sometimes he would bring a pair of eyeglasses made out of candy. Once he brought a rubber turtle that danced on a string. Bigfoot the Chipmunk would fry up the onions she had chopped that morning. After supper, the family would sit outside the house, and Lunchbox Louie would play tunes on a whistle he had made from a carrot. One evening, when Lunchbox Louie came back from Thunderbolt City, he had a special present for King Waffle. It was a little orange kitten. King Waffle named the kitten Wuggy Norpal. When Lunchbox Louie came home that night, he noticed something. He noticed that Wuggy Norpal was a bigger kitten than she had been the day before. "She's as big as a bulldog," Lunchbox Louie said. "She doesn't seem any bigger to me," Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. "Maybe you're still getting used to her." The next morning, when Lunchbox Louie had left for his shop in Thunderbolt City, and Bigfoot the Chipmunk had waved goodbye until he was out of sight, after Bigfoot the Chipmunk had swept the floors and made the beds and chopped up the onions for supper, King Waffle sat in the backyard, hitting the big rock with a little hammer, and Wuggy Norpal pounced on his feet and played with his toes. The next day, when Lunchbox Louie was about to leave to walk to his shop in Thunderbolt City, just before he kissed Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle goodbye, he looked at the cat Wuggy Norpal. He thought Wuggy Norpal was a bigger cat than she had been the night before. "It seems to me that she is just a little bigger than a bulldog," Lunchbox Louie said. "She seems the same size as before to me," Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. "Maybe you are not used to seeing her in the sunshine." Lunchbox Louie walked away from the little house slowly. He walked away from the little village slowly. He walked toward Thunderbolt City slowly. He was thinking about Wuggy Norpal, the orange cat, and how she seemed just a little bigger than a bulldog. When Lunchbox Louie came home from Thunderbolt City that night, he had something under his arm. Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle could see it a long way off. It was something big and white. When Lunchbox Louie got closer, they could see that it was a bulldog. Lunchbox Louie put the bulldog down next to Wuggy Norpal. "This is Freckleface Chili Bean," Lunchbox Louie said. "As you can see, Freckleface Chili Bean is a bulldog, and as you can see, Wuggy Norpal is just a little bigger than he is. I hope you are satisfied." "I think Freckleface Chili Bean is a little bit bigger than Wuggy Norpal," Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. "They look about the same size to me," King Waffle said. Wuggy Norpal growled at Freckleface Chili Bean, and Freckleface Chili Bean ran and hid under the sofa. The next morning, when Lunchbox Louie was about to leave for his shop in Thunderbolt City, he said, "Wuggy Norpal has grown during the night. Now, anybody can see that she is bigger than Freckleface Chili Bean. In fact, she is almost as big as a 6-year-old razorback hawk." It does seem to me that Oogie Norple is a tiny bit bigger than Freckle-Faced Chili Bean, Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. But she is nowhere near as big as a 6-year-old razorback hog, King Waffle said. Lunchbox Louie walked away from his little house slowly. He was thinking about Oogie Norple, about how she was almost as big as a 6-year-old razorback hog. During the day, Oogie Norple made friends with Freckle-Faced Chili Bean, and they chased each other around the big rock while King Waffle sat hitting it with his little hammer. That night, when Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle and Oogie Norple and Freckle-Faced Chili Bean went to the door to wait for Lunchbox Louie to arrive home from Thunderbolt City, they could see that he was carrying something very heavy. He was walking slowly and stopping to rest every few steps. When he got closer, they saw he was carrying a big hog. "This is Paper Cup Mixmaster," Lunchbox Louie said. "As you can see, Paper Cup Mixmaster is a 6-year-old razorback hog, and as you can see, Oogie Norple is almost as big as he is." "Oh, Oogie Norple isn't that big," Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. "Oogie Norple isn't even half as big," King Waffle said. The next morning, Lunchbox Louie said, "Look, Oogie Norple is bigger than Paperback Mixmaster." "Well, almost as big," Bigfoot the Chipmunk said. "Maybe a tiny bit bigger," King Waffle said. "Bigger," Lunchbox Louie shouted. "Bigger, bigger, bigger. She's as big as a young horse." Lunchbox Louie walked slowly away from the little house. During the day, King Waffle helped his mother, Bigfoot the Chipmunk, build a pen for Paper Cup Mixmaster. That night, when Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle and Oogie Norple and Freckle-Faced Chili Bean and Paper Cup Mixmaster went to the door to wait for Lunchbox Louie to come home from Thunderbolt City, they saw that he was carrying something very big and very heavy. "This is Exploding Pop-Tart," Lunchbox Louie said. "As you can see, Exploding Pop-Tart is a young horse. And as you can see, Oogie Norple is every bit as big as Exploding Pop-Tart. I hope you are satisfied." "Nonsense," said Bigfoot the Chipmunk. "A cat can't be as big as a young horse." "Oogie Norple isn't anywhere near as big as Exploding Pop-Tart," King Waffle said. The next morning, Lunchbox Louie said, "As I live and breathe, Oogie Norple has gotten even bigger. She's even bigger than Exploding Pop-Tart." "Not at all," said Bigfoot the Chipmunk. "Not at all," said King Waffle. "Not at all," shouted Lunchbox Louie. "She's as big as an elephant, you'll see." During the day, King Waffle rode Exploding Pop-Tart around the backyard. Paper Cup Mixmaster snuffled and grunted in his pen, and Freckle-Faced Chili Bean and Oogie Norple chased each other around the house. In the evening, when Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle and Oogie Norple and Freckle-Faced Chili Bean and Paper Cup Mixmaster and Exploding Pop-Tart went to the door to wait for Lunchbox Louie, they saw that he was carrying something very, very big and gray. "This is a Laughing Gas Alligator," said Lunchbox Louie, who was all out of breath. "As you can see, Laughing Gas Alligator is an Indian elephant, and as you can see, Oogie Norple the cat is just exactly the same size as the elephant." "You know, actually, they do seem to be about the same size," said Bigfoot the Chipmunk. "They are exactly the same size," said King Waffle. "Well, finally," said Lunchbox Louie. The next day was Saturday, and Lunchbox Louie didn't have to go to work. So he took Bigfoot the Chipmunk and King Waffle and Oogie Norple and Freckle-Faced Chili Bean and Paper Cup Mixmaster and Exploding Pop-Tart and Laughing Gas Alligator and a big basket of lunch, and they all went to Nosewort Pond for a picnic.